Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
From a veteran of the jazz world and always reliable to give fans the best music they can buy, that was Germany jazz pianist and composer Jackie Terrasson, joined by his jazz trio back in 2015 with the tune Broadway off the CD Loverman. His mother is an African-American woman from Georgia, and his father is French, and he grew up with plenty of classical music in the home. And his life and music began at the prodigy age of four, but it was his mother's collection of albums of Miles Davis and Billie Holiday that got him interested. He went on to the Berklee College of Music in Boston and would start performing in clubs around Chicago and New York City. Then things really started to take off back in 1993 when he won the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition. Then it was Blue Note that picked him up, and he's been a big name ever since. He's a part of that young lion generation that never lets you down, and we caught up with him during the spring of the COVID-19 world as it was swirling around and live jazz was brought to a halt. He talked about the stage with us and much more. Enjoy.
The sharing of the experiences of the music, of the energies, of the giving, when you walk on stage, it's all about love, about sharing, about giving, and that's what I miss the most, and the people, some of them are new, some of them have been following us for like decades, and being on stage and sharing the passion, the love of music.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that always survives and thrives. From this 2020 town of COVID-19 jazz silence with episode 676, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best of the jazz that we can get our hands on. From someone Jackie is familiar with, this next cat is percussionist and composer Leon Parker. This is the tune Tokyo off the 1998 CD Awakening as this episode comes to life. Thank you.
is The Lost Melody with Joe Davidian on piano, Jamie Ousley on bass, and Austin McMahon on drums.
And our new album is New Songs for Old Souls.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz out of Kansas City.
This has to be one of my favorite albums that came out during the strange 2020 year we have lived. That was the trio known as The Lost Melody with the tune Leaving Montserrat off the album New Songs for Old Souls. It is the forces joining together of pianist Joe Davidian, bassist Dr. Jamie Ousley, and drummer Austin McMahon. We did catch up with the band in the spring as the COVID-19 world was really unfolding to talk about music and this pandemic reality, and they had some great thoughts like this.
You know, I hope that people will recognize what's important. I mean, I don't want to sound preachy, so it's really about me. I hope that I am able to look more at what's important and what I value in the world. And I know, I mean, it's becoming more apparent to me all the time that music is a huge part of that, you know, and art and community and fellowship and friendships and family and all that stuff.
Let's click the dial back a bit. This is the Louisiana French-speaking jazz trombonist and bandleader Edward Kit Ory, joined by his Creole jazz band back in 1944 with the tune Get Out of Here. You could stick around, as they will be getting us through this next segment here.
My name is Theo Bleckman. I'm a singer and composer from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
No.
That was Grammy-nominated singer and composer Theo Bleckman with the song A Small House Can Carry As Much Happiness As a Large One off the 2005 CD called Anteroom. Over the years, he has collaborated with diverse musicians, artists, actors, and composers across all genres, like Philip Glass, Sheila Jordan, Frances McDormand, Kenny Wheeler, and he has been interviewed by Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air and appeared on The David Letterman Show. This cat does get around. And speaking of great mentors and influences, as we get into the legendary Sheila Jordan, who just celebrated a birthday on November 18th, she's 92. We send our late wishes to our good friend. And as we get into the tune, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, let's listen to Theo talk about her a bit.
And then in 1987... I met Sheila Jordan while she was on tour in Europe, and she was teaching a workshop. And Sheila Jordan sort of took me under her wing and became my mentor, and then helped me get over here with a scholarship to New York in 1989. And that's where I've been ever since.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Our friendship ceases from now on. And listen if you can't say better not to say a word, that's my advice. Wherever you go, you will go my way. Best I would do, here's a kiss. I hope that it brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Jennifer Wharton, trombone-gasm, jazz bass trombonist in Astoria, Queens. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was trombonist and low brass specialist coming out of New York City, Jennifer Wharton, with the tune Stellar off the 2020 CD Bonegasm. She got her start in classical music, but she has deep roots in jazz, commercial, chamber, and Broadway music. But in the beginning, it wasn't always jazz, she explains.
And kind of fell into music as a career by accident, because I actually wanted to be a marine biologist or whatever, but we didn't know anything about financial aid, so I ended up going to the junior college in my hometown, which is Los Medanos College, and it had a great music program at the time, and so I just kind of fell in love with it there. I was surrounded by people that were really good musicians and striving to be better all the time.
These days, she is leading her trombone forward ensemble, Bonegasm, and performing in the West Side Story, and she's been in a lot of other Broadway productions. She has also been a member of two multiple Grammy-nominated ensembles, Darcy James Argue's Secret Society and Alan Ferber's Big Band. Let's get into a legendary guitar sound via Joe Pass next on the show with the tune For Django off the 2011 CD Playing the Music of Django Reinhardt. We ride next. Thank you.
My name is Dan Liparini, I'm a guitarist and band leader from Hartford, Connecticut. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiBino. Thank you.
That was Hartford, Connecticut based guitarist, composer, and educator Dan Liparini with the song Salamander off his latest 2020 CD, Tessellations. He is a 2013 graduate of the Jackie McLean Institute of the Heart School of Music, and these days he performs, records, and teaches. It's all in the blood. One of the first live experiences for Dan came from jazz drummer, composer, session musician, singer-songwriter, Mr. Brian Blade. And as we get into the tune with him teamed up with Danilo Perez and John Patitucci called Sunburn and Mosquito, listen to him explain the experience.
I can remember seeing Brian Blade's fellowship band at the Newport Jazz Festival. I was probably 15 or 16, and I remember seeing them play with Kurt Rosenwinkel in the band. And I think I had probably seen local jazz musicians play before that. And I'd seen some teachers play, and that had always resonated with me. But this really was the first time I can remember seeing a band with such a powerful sound that resonated throughout all of the music.
This is Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a major figure in the New England jazz scene, trumpeter Douglas Olsen, with the tasty new album called Two Cents. That was the tune Tailwind. And that will be the victorious wind drifting us away from this episode of Neon Jazz. And the final goodbye comes from Switzerland-based musician Andrei Polyakov with the tune he calls a bit cheeky, La Promenade in Paris in the Moonlight, where jazz meets the neoclassic. He's a great cat. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that can do cheeky and cool in the same breath, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.